Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. Jump in, 312-981-7200 if you like. David Kidwell joins us right now. David is the fine investigative. What's wrong?
Kevin is saying something in my ear. David, we will give you a proper introduction, but Kevin's like, do you get it? With the song.
I don't get it. What is it?
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Oh, you're good.
That's
you're very,
lame.
Very talented. David Kidwell is an investigative political reporter who's now investigating why we played that intro music for him. Works over at the Tribune and has just written a great article about the red light cameras and a domino effect that I don't think they were anticipating when they first put these red light cameras into effect. Thanks very much for being here, David. How are you?
Good to be here.
Let's talk about this. The original intent of the red light cameras is fairly obvious, but for people who don't know, they wanted to catch speeders.
Were you talking about red light cameras or speeding cameras?
Well, the speeding cameras initially, but let's go to both.
Well, they started with the red light cameras, and their stated purpose for the red light cameras was to stop people from running red lights.
Yeah.
That's been a point of contention since they first installed them.
Yeah.
First installed the first one back in 2003.
Yeah. It's been that long?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time. They've had red light cameras. Speed cameras are newer. The speed cameras belong to the current mayor. The red light cameras came in under Daley.
Yeah.
But it's been a point of contention for a long time. The critics of the program have, since it first installed, said it was more about money than stopping people from running red lights.
And how could a politician deny that? I mean, it's fairly obvious that that's what it is. It's a source of revenue.
Is it making it safer? Is it making intersections safer? Because that's fine then.
Right. Well, so this program, the red light camera program, has made more than $600 million for the city.
And we're still in debt.
And to this day, I don't believe they have spent any of that money studying the safety benefits of it. So last year, the Tribune decided to do that on its own, and we went out and did the first scientific study of is it making things safer? And what we essentially found was they may be making things safer at a number of locations, but at almost 40% of them, there is no benefit from the cameras. And in addition to that, they're increasing the amount of people who slam on their brakes and are involved in the more minor rear end crashes.
Because you don't want to be caught on camera, so you're timing it out in your head, and you go, "I better stop here." And
right,
that causes a problem.
And again, what we found was that's due to a lot of factors, and that is the fact that the city of Chicago has the shortest yellow lights of any major city in this city. So you add that to the fact that you're throwing up a red light camera, and the people can't go through the end of a yellow light anymore. So they, instead of doing that, they tend to slam on the brakes more. And we found a 22% increase where these red light cameras are in rear end crashes.
But can I just say a rear end crash is it's usually not fatal.
Correct. And we did find at the same time a 15% reduction in the more serious T-bone crashes at the cameras. However, when you break it down camera by camera, there are at nearly half the cameras, there is no benefit. That 15% goes away because there weren't enough T-bone accidents to begin with. So what that leads us to is, how did you choose where to put the cameras in the first place? And that's when the corruption comes in.
Mm-hmm.
This whole story started for me because we uncovered the fact that the entire program, the red light camera program, is built on a bribery scheme. There have already been two people who have pled guilty to it. So the person who was in charge of placing these red light cameras has been charged in a federal indictment with taking up to $1,500 per camera. So this whole camera grew to almost 400. This whole system grew to almost 400 cameras, with the guy putting them in place taking cash payment.
One guy
at City Hall who's been charged. The CEO of the company, the Redflex Traffic System, has already pled guilty to that bribery scheme. He's set to stand trial in January.
Hold on a second. Yeah. So who pays that guy? How does he make that $1,500 per camera? Who's paying him?
You'll
get to that.
Redflex Traffic Systems, the company that won that contract as part of this alleged conspiracy. What they did was they hired a friend of his as a consultant to the company, paid the consultant, and the consultant then in turn. And in addition to the $1,500 per camera, he was also getting 17 trips to the World Series, the Super Bowls, golf outings, cars, condominiums. The guy, it's alleged to be a $2 million bribery.
David, this is not the way Chicago operates. This is foreign to all of us to hear a story like this.
Right. Well, you know, what's disconcerting is that the city of Chicago to this day cannot come up with the reasons why the cameras are where they are. And they have sued the company because this whole program was built on a bribery scheme. And yet the cameras are still there.
But they are put up willy-nilly because there are some intersections that I will come to. And I don't even really know how that works. If I come to a complete stop when the light is red, if I turn right on red, aren't I going to get a picture of my license plate because I went through a red light?
Yeah, you have to hit, the car has to rock, they say. I mean, you have to hit the brakes and you have to feel the car stop. You can't roll. That's the issue with the red light cameras.
And I've also heard stories from more than one friend of mine who tell me that they're making a left-hand turn and they're out in the middle of the intersection waiting for the turn.
That happened to me this morning, and I swear I'm going to get a red light camera.
So you know what I mean is that oncoming traffic is coming. You can't make that left-hand turn until the light kind of turns to red.
And you're out a little bit. Right. But you're still crossing over that line as the light turned red. So I'm expecting my red light camera ticket any day.
If the front of your car, this is the rules say, I'm not saying this is the way it's working, but the rules say if the front of your car has passed over the line when the light changes from yellow to red, you're good.
Oh.
So you should always check your video. Always go. I recommend to people always go online. Always check the video. Always check the photographic evidence because most people, I don't think, do. They just write the check, and that's a mistake.
Especially, so you get a ticket, and you can go online and look that particular ticket number up?
Yes, you take your tag number on the car, which is on the ticket, and the ticket number, and you plug it into the database, and you can see your violation. And like I said, most people don't do that. They just write the check, but especially in this program, they should be watching because part of the investigation is we looked at literally thousands and thousands of these, and we plotted all of the tickets that have ever been issued by this program over on a kind of an EKG where we could see how a camera behaved day to day to day to day to day. Yeah. And we found these outrageous spikes. They would change what they were enforcing from one day to the next. They would not be enforcing right turns on red one day, and then all of a sudden all of them are being enforced, and then they'd go back. And all the experts are saying that's not fair, that's just a trap, that they're changing. Because these things are supposed to change people's behavior over time, and if they change what you're enforcing, that's not the purpose of the program. That's a way to make money.
I have a friend of mine who actually got he's a retired cop, and he got a ticket and went online to check it. It wasn't his car. It wasn't his plate. Does that happen frequently?
It does. It does. They have private vendors. The city of Chicago has private vendors who, number one, review the ticket. And then once there's been a finding that maybe this is a violation, then they forward it to another private vendor who goes to the Secretary of State, gives the tag number to the Secretary of State, and then they gather the registration data. But you know, if the ownership of the car changes, if the tag is stolen, there's all kinds of reasons why people should appeal these tickets.
Right. If they've been so lucrative, and they have been, what was the number that you threw
out? $600 million.
$600 million. Mm-hmm. Why then are there not cameras? And I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but why aren't they at every intersection in the city?
Well, it's a very, very unpopular program.
Sure.
People don't like it, and it became a campaign issue for the mayor. During the campaign, he shut down a number of cameras because of this. Particularly the black aldermen don't like it because it disproportionately affects their community.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're poor. The people in those who live in, I mean, the census tracts.
They can't afford to pay.
Yeah, they can't afford. You know, and then they're late, and then they get their fine doubled, and then they get another one, and it doubles again and triples, and then their car's booted, and then they lose their job. These stories, you know.
But aren't there amnesty periods? I think we're either in one now or about to go into one where late charges don't apply. Doesn't that fall to these cameras as well?
I think, I've never heard about
it. I don't know that. You can get on a payment plan.
All right.
Yeah, you can go to the city and mitigate your late fees, but they're never going to erase them. I just saw on the news
a day or two ago that there's some amnesty period coming up between now and the end of the year for parking and speeding tickets, but I don't know if these camera tickets are part of that.
I don't know that applies to red light cameras.
Okay. All right.
No,
right.
This is a moving violation.
Strictly moving
violation. Not speeding. We have to take a quick break, and people have some questions for you. David Kidwell, investigative political reporter for the Chicago Tribune, right here in the building. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. 720 WGN.
You sing a song while sitting at a red light.
That's what you're supposed to do, is sit at a red light. Don't go through it.
That's what they're saying, yeah. Yeah. David Kidwell's here, investigative political reporter for your Chicago Tribune, telling us some ugly, ugly stories about the cameras set up at intersections. Boy, the city's making out like bandits.
Yeah, it is the largest red light camera program in the country.
Is it?
By far, more than double.
Who started it? What city started it, and where did we get it from?
Where did red lights come from?
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon that began in the, I guess, the late 90s, just because the technology got to that point. And then there was this fight among several companies that have now grown to these juggernauts, and they started in smaller communities and have grown. The company that had the contract here first, it was an Australian company, and that's where they started, and moved here, and they were very small when they got the Chicago contract, and the Chicago contract for more than a decade was touted as one of the best run programs in the world, and it helped propel them to become the dominant force. And now, I mean, their stock was trading at $4 a share at one point, and now it's, last time I checked, it was at 17 cents.
Oh boy!
So they're in big trouble.
Yeah,
now.
It sounds.
They're
wow.
in being under investigation in 13 other states for the
really?
Same kind of behavior. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have some listeners who want to get in on this conversation.
Okay.
312-981-7200. Chris, this is David Kidwell, Tribune reporter, and we're talking red light cameras.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm one of the people who did fight the ticket, and I won. I don't live in the city. The camera was at the corner of Rand Road and Golf Road. I believe it's Des Plaines there. And I was surprised to get the ticket because I knew I had come to a stop before I proceeded, and I knew that there was no other traffic around me. So when I did get it, I was able to protest it. I did write a letter to them, and I told them that I watched the video several times. The car obviously rocked forward and came to a stop, and there were no other cars crossing my path, and I said that I knew that I had been in the right, and it took a while. I heard back from them, and they said that I won the case.
Good for you. And
that's
how did
great.
You know to check online? Because I wouldn't have known to do that until David just told me.
I think when the letter came in with the ticket, that there was a line there that said that you can watch the video online. And being the way I am, I thought, I'm going to watch it because this can't be possible, because I know I always stop at a red light before I proceed. And it's just something that I do. I'm always really careful about it. So I watched it, and I asked my husband to watch it. I asked my son to watch it. And we sat there, and we all said, okay, you did stop. So go ahead, you know, send in your letter. And I did. And actually, I was kind of surprised that I won, but I was very glad that I did it.
Well, good.
So I think people should check.
Thank you so much. That's a story told that has a happy ending, because if you fight it and you're right, you may get out of it. Most people don't fight it. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, it's very, very, very rare.
Rare to win, right?
Well, it's very rare to even appeal. Only about 1% of people appeal red light tickets.
That's
and
it.
Of that, only about 1% of those win.
That's it.
So it's very, very difficult. And what's interesting about the fact that so few people appeal is, I think, has a lot to do with the price point. In California, for instance, the tickets were like $400.
Oh, my God.
A lot more people appealed.
Yeah,
so
bad.
They've priced these tickets at just enough to where people think, well, I could take half a day off work and go down and listen to a hearing officer, or I could just pay the $100. And so that's what most people do. Most people don't even bother to go look at the evidence.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have time for one more. Susan, this is David Kidwell.
Yes. I've been driving since 1967. and I drove all over Chicago, Illinois. I drove all over the state of Illinois. And I think the red light camera crap is crap. it's a racket. It's a racket because you have to turn left on the red because all the other traffic is going through. And then you have to turn left on the red. Now, in Streeter, which is a small town south of Chicago, I don't know if you know where Streeter, Illinois is. They have a system where they have numbers, and you have so many seconds before it's going to turn red. And it tells you on the, you can see how many seconds. Now, if they are going to have, this red light thing is only to make money, because I've been driving since 1967. I've never, ever, ever had an accident, ever. And I drove all over the state of Michigan and all over the state of Illinois since 1977, all over the state of Illinois, all over Chicago, and never, ever, ever had an accident.
Well, knock on wood, Susan, and we hope it keeps that way. We thank you so much for calling. Those timers, I think, help, don't
you,
Bill?
That's a better safety measure, isn't it?
Where it counts down till the light turns.
Well, in response to some of these management and oversight issues the manual administration has had on this program, they've started installing some of these pedestrian countdown meters. When I talk to safety experts, though, they say that's not a substitute for a yellow light. That's for pedestrians. And when you, a driver has so much to think about that they're not thinking about it consciously, but under the surface, there you got so many decisions to make. Looking around for a pedestrian countdown meter should not be one of them. You're supposed to be looking at your light and focused on the yellow light. So instead of raising the yellow light times, they've started installing these pedestrian countdown meters, and people can see them from way down the street, and they can see, but that's not what they're designed to do.
Right.
But I think they help the driver big time, because if I see it's 20 seconds, I know that I can get into the middle of the intersection and wait my turn. If it's 2 seconds, I'll stay behind the line and wait.
Right, but that's not something a driver is supposed to be looking at.
I look at everything.
I know.
I do my nails.
Wendy
put my mascara on.
Wendy has statistics, charts, and graphs, and she'll look.
But you said it yourself, David. You can see it from down the street, and sometimes not every intersection has the light suspended above it. A lot of times the light is right where that flashing number is, so I find it helpful.
Great job on this.
Thanks.
Even though it's bad news, you did a wonderful job of reporting it. And what are you working on now, David? What's coming up?
Well, stay tuned. We're now looking at the speed camera program. So that's a package.
Excellent.
I got one of those. I will confess. But it was actually just a warning, and it said we saw you. We clocked you at going such and such in a school zone. Your record's good.
Oh.
This is a warning. Don't do it again.
That's not
so
bad.
I take a different route to work now.
Everybody gets a free pass. One free pass on the speeding kit.
Good. We'll take it. David Kidwell, investigative political reporter for your Chicago Tribune. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Great to be here. Thanks.
News is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.